We know that Keegan had a poor and concerning start in life, and was then placed in the care of foster carers, where Keegan made some progress and appeared as though her care was certainly satisfactory. A decision was then made for Keegan to be moved out of foster care and back to a legal guardian as part of her extended family network, and it was there that Keegan suffered horrific abuse, horrific injuries, and tragically died. So appalling case, and obviously we're very shocked to hear about this at the NSPCC. There is a presumption within the Children Act 1989 is that where at all possible, children should be placed with their family or with their extended family. What's absolutely critical, though, and what concerns us at the NSPCC is that when a decision to place a child out of care and return a child from care back to family or back to its extended family, is that obviously the protection and interests of the child need to be foremost. They need to be paramount. And obviously, well, we don't know the detail of this case, and the serious case review is going to need to look at it. But what's of critical importance to understand is the decision-making process that was gone through to return Keegan from care back to her. A legal guardian within the extended family. What I would say, and this of course is no solace, of course, to Keegan and Keegan's family, who weren't involved in her abuse, is that up and down the country every day, local authority children's services are doing good work, and other organisations are doing good work to protect children. That of course is no solace to Keegan, and there are people out there who will do harm to children under certain circumstances, and sometimes that can't be prevented. What we need to ensure within child protection is that where there's any opportunity for that abuse to be stopped, for that abuse to be prevented, that those opportunities are taken, and where those opportunities aren't taken, that's where there needs to be a focus, and that's where there needs to obviously be cause for concern. I think in terms of sentencing, we're expecting and are confident at the NSPCC that the sentence will reflect the gravity of the crime and the appalling abuse that was meted out to Keegan. We're confident that the sentence will reflect that. In terms of messaging, it's going to be really important that the judge reiterates messages, I think, about the importance of us all having a responsibility to look out for the protection of children. The responsibility for us all to voice concerns and to act on concerns at the earliest opportunity, and that for those of us, those professionals tasked with the protection of children, an unenviable but important task of protecting children when things do go wrong, that prompt action is taken to ensure that in future cases that those mistakes are not repeated. It's hard work, it's incredibly difficult work, and sometimes mistakes are made. That isn't to excuse the mistakes that are made, but I think it's important for people to understand the kind of the context and the pressure and the stress obviously with which sometimes people are having to operate within the field of child protection, of course.